It's an absolutely gorgeous spring day. You can see life beginning to pop back up again. It's creeping, slow and steady. You can also smell it. It's been an especially depressing and stuffy winter. The sun feels so damn good on your skin. You walk slowly. You take slow steps. Slower steps. As if you'll never feel this way again. In between your regular pace and breathing, you take long, exaggerated intakes of air. The oxygen entering your lungs gives you a high, and you say as much. "Don't follow too far behind," you call out, not even looking back at me. "It's such a lovely day out. You thought it only fair to take me with you. You've packed a lunch for us both. You even included special treats that you know I will enjoy." You call back again. "Hey, I said don't fall behind. Or no treats, especially your special treat." The special treat you're referencing isn't something that's packed in the basket. The special treat is on you, on your body, between your legs. It was and is my favorite thing to play with. In some instances, at home, I will crawl towards you, whimpering, pathetic little face, turned up at you. And you know what I want. No, you know what I need. You notice my mouth is wet from licking my lips. You've gone from wearing a dress on a rare occasion to wearing one almost every day, so that you can constantly tease me throughout the day. Sometimes I crawl up behind you and sneak a peek. I'm seeing if you're wearing any panties. Sometimes you are, and I whimper because I still enjoy the view. And other times, I get very lucky, and there is no barrier at all. I whimper louder to hint at what I want. I want to taste you. I want to bury and wiggle my face in that special area. I whine even louder to get your attention. Sometimes, you giggle and ignore me. You continue what you're doing. Other times, you're in the mood to be absolutely worshipped. You call me a good puppy. Give me head pats. Lean over the counter or the table. If I'm very lucky, you get on your hands and knees so I can bury my face as much as possible, lapping up my special treat as if it were my last time tasting it. You found the perfect place for our picnic. I help you lay out the blanket and you lay on your back. You brought a book to enjoy while your obedient puppy gets on hands and knees. I slide your sandals off and kiss the tops of your feet. As I inch my way up your legs, closer to my special treat, I give little but hard enough bites to see your body twitch a little. I get closer and closer. And closer. Once in a while, I nuzzle into your skin. I love this angle. This angle. Well, both. It offers the best angle and more comfort. You begin to squeeze your thighs when I reach the destination. The squeeze is like a reward. I love that feeling. And I am no slouch. My hands also get to work, caressing your skin with my nails grazing your hips and sides. My tongue and fingers move with your thin, sensitive walls between their special treat and your asshole. I know to bite your inner thigh just enough to leave a little bruise. And when that happens, when I do that, afterward I lick and kiss it all better. All the while, you attempt to read the book you brought. Though, I suspect you have been on the same paragraph this entire time, the words blurring together even though your eyes are open. It is the perfect day for a picnic.